Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Money Pit time, 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Richie and Victoria, and Tommy the K is here.
Good morning.
I say that, I feel like he's a superhero. Like he should be, the new movie will be Batman versus Tommy the K. Or Superman versus Tommy the K. Or there was a great disc jockey that I'm probably, again, the aging, we were talking about this yesterday at the seminar that I was in, Tommy, in Philadelphia. We talked about some of the great personalities on radio, and Murray the K was one of them. How many people remember him from the era as the same ilk as Cousin Bruce, and just was one of those guys that captured with words just wonderful imaginative ideas. I'm going to go to page two of the discussion of my new house with you and tell you what, based on your advice, and I'm going to do this for the audience because Tom's advice is good, and maybe what we ought to do is, those of you who have moved and you need to create sort of a new ambiance around what house you're in, I'm going to give you a couple of experiential tips that I've gone through this past week in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How much do you hate exercise? Well, finally, there's a reason to love it. But of course, check with your physician before you start. Here's the science of it. Let's take a lesson from lab rats that exercise. It seems that these rodents not only have stronger muscles, but exhibit several really great side effects. Get this. 4 weeks of exercise and the well-toned rat had 20% more blood vessels in their brain. So a little exercise a day yields toned muscles, a better memory, less fatigue, and a better mood. Also, get this. The rats seemed happier. They weren't even as aggressive. What's the cheap psychological trick? A little exercise, about 4 weeks worth, could make you happier in your rat race world. You could go far with big muscles, big brain, and a better attitude. Would love to hear from you, really. Drop me a line at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, so 56 minutes past the hour. As most of you know, I have moved from a house that I lived in for almost 38 years to a new house. We decided we were going to call it Round the Corner Farm because it is around the corner.
That's a cute name.
That was a stretch, huh?
Yeah, well, Meredith just thinks we ought to acknowledge the fact that I don't seem to have a be able to move out of Framingham. So anyway, I told you last week about some of the things.
Street.
No, I'm on another street.
That could fit the who's on first shtick.
So this is a classic. I don't think we've posted any pictures of it anywhere, but I'll send them to you. A classic sort of Currier and Ives home, more formal than what the farmhouse looked like.
Okay.
And there are some things that need to be changed, like the studio that I built doesn't have enough light or windows in it. So, and it's on an eave, so we were thinking about just taking out the eave and putting in a big, like, French door or something like that. And then downstairs, there are doors that need to be changed. The kitchen needs to be bigger, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was going over this with the guy that does my work, and he said, okay, let's do this, this, this. And Meredith said, well, wait a minute. Have you talked to an architect? And I said, no, we've got to figure it out. She says, no. You got to talk to an architect. So I have a friend who's an architect coming this weekend. Do you advise that? How often do you say to people, make sure you get an architect? You do?
Yeah, for a bunch of reasons. First of all, when you're trying to figure things out with a contractor, it's kind of like he's got the tally going, you know, is adding this and adding that and adding this and that.
No. This guy is my guy.
All right. But for the rest of America who doesn't have the guy,
okay.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, right.
This question is for everybody, Doug. With respect to the architect, I would absolutely recommend an architect if you're doing any kind of a significant change to your house, because the architect's going to see a bigger picture and come up with ideas and some designs that you may not have thought of. And then secondly, when it comes to bidding on the work, then one of the most important things the architect does is they kind of lock that plan down in terms of a specification. So when the contractor walks in, it's not like, do you want this cabinet or that cabinet or this door or that door? It's in the spec, and each contractor is bidding for the same amount of work. It makes it very easy to compare apples to apples at that point, which you can't do when you're just letting the contractor sort of figure it out and price it out for you.
All right. Good advice. Take it if you're looking to make some changes in your home. Tom Kreidler from The Money Pit here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.